Smaller and smaller devices are storing larger and larger amounts of data. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Deji Akinwande, professor in the University of Texas at Austin's Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering, profiles psilocene and its role in the future of quantum computing.
In April 2015, Moore's Law celebrated 50 years of achievement. Moore's Law is in essence an observation by Gordon Moore that the number of transistors, the tiny off and on switches in a semiconductor chip, was doubling approximately every 2 years. This has been enabled by the biennial reduction of the dimensions of silicon that is used to make electronic chips, a very successful practice for many decades and has resulted in semiconductor chips that are very small, very powerful, and yet economical, ushering in the current era of mobile technologies. Over the past several years, the practice of reducing the thickness of silicon to enable ever more advanced chips has become challenging because the silicon thickness is now approaching atomic dimensions. With our collaborators, we recently discovered a method to overcome the challenge of making very thin silicon by developing a bottoms-up approach to grow the silicon rather than the traditional thinning process. This one-atom thick silicon is named psilocene. Until a few years ago, man-made psilocene was a theoretical material. One of the major challenges to creating psilocene is the material's complexity and instability when exposed to air. We were able to fabricate psilocene through a layering method that reduces its exposure to air. By demonstrating the first psilocene transistors, we proved this material could lead to more energy-efficient electronic chips in the future. Additionally, theoretical physics suggests that psilocene is suitable for quantum computing. While psilocene is still in its early stages, it holds promise for computing and the continuation of Moore's Law into the foreseeable future.
That was Deji Akinwande of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
Silicon chip inside her head gets switched to O.